School programs are available in less than a third of the schools in the U.S., and my indifference is helping to ensure that they'll get even less funding. Hey, we all know what that means. Less chances for kids to grow and learn. Right, kids?
Right, Mom.
So won't you please join me in ignoring children everywhere by not calling 1-866-KIDS-TODAY or not logging on to afterschoolnow.org.
After school programs. Ignore them and they'll go away. A public service message brought to you by the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Priscilla Williams. President Bush has formally launched his campaign for a second term in the White House.
At the president's direction, a White House clerk has now filed the necessary papers with the Federal Election Commission. The step allows Bush to raise money, hire staff, and open a campaign headquarters. Senior officials say the first requests for cash will go out to potential donors in the next few days, while Bush himself will attend his first fundraiser next month. Aides say Ken Melman, who's now political director at the White House, will be named campaign manager, but the re-election effort will be run by Bush's chief political operative, Karl Rove, who will keep his White House office. Mark Smith at the White House.
Moroccan officials say they have three people in custody in connection with a series of deadly blasts in Casablanca that killed at least 24 people. Witnesses say they heard five explosions. An official says the attackers were terrorist suicide bombers. This is IRN.
Thomas Kincaid, the famous painter of light, experiences the joy of sponsoring a child through World Vision firsthand.
This is the home of a young girl named Celestina. Celestina can't go to school because every day she has to take care of her younger sister, Carolina. Her folks work all day long but get paid very little. This week they only made enough to buy corn for a few days, and it's all the food they've got. Now that means these girls will go hungry. My wife and I knew what we had to do.
You can give one child hope by helping World Vision tackle the root causes of poverty with proven effective programs like medical clinics, schools, and agricultural training for their parents, all for less than $1 a day or only $26 per month. For your free information package, call now 866-279-9435. That's 866-279-9435. Give a child in need a chance for a better tomorrow. Call 866-279-9435.
A new Iraqi women's organization wants to ensure women's future in Iraq.
The turnout at this rally in Baghdad Friday was small, but for the 50 or so women from the newly formed Iraq Women's League, the message was big.
We are protesting to make Iraqi women's voice reach to every place in the world, to take her right place in this country.
Microbiologist Lena Aboud formed the women's group with her mother amid rising concerns that women's voices are not being heard in post-war Iraq. Aboud says that among women's chief concerns at the moment is security. She says that women particularly feel unsafe and are being affected disproportionately by the current lawlessness. Lourdes Navarro, Baghdad.
The U.S. military says a pre-dawn raid has yielded another Iraqi on the most wanted list. The man is an upper-level official in Saddam Hussein's party. Soldiers took more than 260 prisoners in the raid, but freed all but 30 of them. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt, and once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment, which might be as much as 50% lower. If you're in over your head financially, let Debtscape help get you out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
As AP correspondent Nicole Dizon reports, Cook County prosecutors plan to charge some students in a highly publicized hazing incident.
12 girls and 3 boys who they say were involved in the hazing incident in the Chicago suburb of Northbrook. They're going to face misdemeanor battery charges, and basically that means they could face a maximum sentence of about a year in jail. There are several videotapes of the incident that took place in a park in Chicago's suburbs that show girls throwing paint and garbage and other things on junior high school girls.
Dizon reports the students face other punishment beyond the charges.
The school has moved to suspend 32 students who they say were involved in the event. Those are 10-day suspensions, but the principal of the school, Mike Riggle, says he is looking to expel all of those students.
Dizon also reports many students have appealed the school punishment and say they're being treated unfairly.
Many of the parents have shown up at some school district meetings or in court to say that they feel that the charges against their children have been excessive at this point, and they believe that, you know, this was a typical incident for high school teenagers.
I'm Priscilla Williams, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
The number you're numbering is 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh.
That's how it goes. Oh, yes. Well, welcome back to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
This is the kickoff weekend, or kickoff day for a great long weekend in Canada. Victoria Day weekend is a week before Memorial Day in USA. And we're having ourselves a great time, getting ourselves all geared up for kicking our feet up and enjoying the sunshine.
And starting to think about a lot of the summer events coming up. Last week when we had Brenda Rodericks on from Le Méridien Versailles Hotel in Montreal, she was talking about one of the big events in Montreal during the summertime, which is the Jazz Festival. And that's at the beginning of July. And of course, they have their some of their events up on the website at www.montrealjazzfest.com. The complete schedule of outdoor concerts and other free outdoor activities planned for this 24th edition of the Jazz Fest comes out June 3rd, but it's not too early to start planning for that getaway at the beginning of July.
Well, June 3rd is not too far away. It's only 2 weeks down the road, and furthermore, the Montreal Jazz Festival has actually eclipsed the Newport Jazz Festival in size. And it's well, you know, known around the world. I mean, when they call the International Jazz Festival, they're just not kidding. Great logo, great T-shirts, fantastic music. Montreal in Jazz Festival time. First of all, festival time in Montreal or in the summertime when people come out, we're just so grateful that the snow is long gone, that we're out in en masse. And you can sit on, you know, the general central district of the downtown around St. Catherine Street. You've got St. Denis Street, and you sit outside and you're enjoying the sunshine. You're on a, you know, street at a terrace. You'll be sipping on a coffee or whatever your drink of choice might be. And there's music all around you. And there's very little that can compare with the great feeling that you get. You know, cool wind, you know, through your hair, that kind of thing. You walk through. They close down St. Catherine Street, much to the it's the bane of motorists, mind you. But hey, you know, it's a lot of fun. You walk in there, and you walk through the streets. There's people all over the place. There's stages everywhere, music of all kinds, and then they follow that up with the comedy festival. Of course, one of the more well-known comedy festivals throughout the world, and the big name acts come to Montreal, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun time in the summer. And, of course, this is the 65th anniversary of one of Montreal's institutional restaurants, Moishe's on St. Lawrence Boulevard.
Moishe's. The name itself in Montreal conjures up some of the best steak that you'll have anywhere. And it's amazing. You go even to the higher-ups, the circles around the people who, you know, they travel in these high circles, the high-powered lawyers and everything. And, you know, these are the kind of people that you talk to and generally are not impressed with much that you tell them. You know, I did this, I did that. You tell them you're going to eat at Moishe's, their eyes open wide, go, oh, boy.
This is a place that lives up to its reputation. A lot of places, particularly after they've been in business for a number of years, say, oh, they sit and rest on their laurels and it may not be as good as it once was. Or, no, Moishe's went there, and boy, it was every bit or better than I imagined it to be. It was an excellent meal.
It was delicious. Furthermore, as far as Moishe is concerned, you may think that this is like the priciest restaurant in the city. It's not. The donut counter at the airport has that honor, but no, really, this is actually fairly reasonably priced. Now, it is an upscale restaurant. Let's not kid ourselves here, but there are a lot more expensive restaurants in the city, which are not even one-tenth as good.
The portions are supersized. You don't leave Moishe's hungry. You start off with the bread tray, and they have coleslaw and pickles. Keep bringing them to your table, and you just sample the food to begin with. Just to gets your taste buds moving, and you start looking forward to getting your steak, getting your chicken. They have seafood on the menu as well.
Sure.
A full menu for everything your family may want to partake of. And it comes to your table. Service is fast, polished, efficient, unobtrusive. Excellent meal.
Polished, for sure. I mean, these are what we call, as far as professional waiters and waitresses go, this place has it in spades. And there's their anniversary, of course, coming up this Wednesday. Yeah. We're part of the celebration.
65 years, and of course, when you look at how many restaurants just come and go, to stay in business even for 5 years is an accomplishment in the restaurant business.
Well, it's not just a restaurant, almost any business these days. But Moishe's is also located on Montreal's legendary St. Lawrence Street, which is otherwise known as the Main. Used to be Main Street. Montreal is divided into east and west as far as its east-west streets are concerned here. You know, you start counting addresses high up going to the west side and high up going to the right side from St. Lawrence Street. It's up there right in the middle of, a real international district.
And you can walk around the area, look at some very unique shops and marketplaces, and just make an evening of it, getting out at Moishe's when you're in Montreal for the Jazz Festival or the Comedy Festival or whatever brings you to the city this summertime. Of course, airline news in the this week as well. So for our listeners in the Hartford area, Southwest Airlines will be starting after Labor Day in the month of September, nonstop service from Hartford to Las Vegas. So, easier way to part with your money. But you can save some money by taking Southwest. It'll certainly bring down some of the high airfares in that market because you cannot fly anywhere on Southwest. Even if you call up the last minute, you won't pay more than $2.99 one way anywhere they fly. So they don't gouge you. No Saturday night stay ever required. Some really reasonable fares. Sometimes as low if you subscribe to their weekly newsletter at southwest.com. Their destinations, at least half a dozen out of every city, which they sell off for anywhere from $29 to $94 one way for certain travel dates. So some great fares on Southwest and opening up more of their system by starting the nonstop service come September from Hartford to Las Vegas.
I've always admired Southwest Airlines. I've read their book from the chairman, Herb Kelleher, talks about these books called Still Nuts After All These Years. And it actually speaks to the overall attitude and mentality that you're going to get at Southwest Airlines. They're an airline that was meant to be fun to fly. It's no nonsense, you don't get all the frills and what have you that you're going to get in another airline, yet they just get you there from A to B, and they do it with a smile. An attitude of fun pervades there. They hire people who have got a good attitude, good sense of humor, and they've got the lowest turnover rate of any airline anywhere. And quite frankly, for an airline to be around as long as they have and profitable almost every quarter, Southwest is really showing people the way.
They deliver on what they advertise and what they promise, and it's a value proposition. And when people realize that, hey, you promised me this, you delivered on this, there becomes that sense of loyalty to that company. And they have very loyal customers and very loyal staff. There's not the turnover, as you mentioned, and very friendly people and very efficient people. A friend of ours, Alan Maggett, he was flying from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, wanted to change his date. Other airlines, you'd have had to jump through hoops and pay double the price, and here's a change fee. Southwest, we have seats on the other day, same price. Here, you can change, no cost. And so, of course, he's much happier than he would have been
Naturally.
If he'd been gouged for a $100 change fee on a $59 ticket, right? I mean,
well, listen, it happens all the time. I mean, even coming back, as much as we love American Airlines, just for a little bit of extra luggage, suddenly it's a $50 fee. And, you know, it wasn't that far over the mark. Then again, when I did come back from Salt Lake City, I brought back lots of T-shirts from the Novell Brainshare Conference, of course. Novell launching their new product lines and taking their new directions. Still, on the thread of Southwest Airlines, there was a launch in Montreal of service of WestJet Airlines.
WestJet Airlines now serving Montreal and expanding their service through the summertime to hit more points from Montreal westbound through Hamilton and Calgary to other points on their system. Again, based on that same Southwest Airlines policy and philosophy of doing business.
Definitely. WestJet Airlines is using the same philosophy, the same ideas. They're going to be launching more service directly out of Montreal. It was a terrific product launch there. And, you know, we're very proud of the accomplishments that WestJet Airlines has done. And we're hoping them a great deal of success. If you want to move through Canada, and we do need an airline to compete with Air Canada, take WestJet Airlines when you're in Canada. We're going to take a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and coming to you from WXET Exact Radio. Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
Do you know that H. Ross Perot, Apple Computer, and even Nike Shoes have all used government money to help ensure their success, and you can too. This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion for people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or even train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me on Oprah, Larry King, or even C-SPAN. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, like how to get $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, $30,000 to become a French chef, or $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's also money programs to travel overseas or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call.
Order your 1,100-page book plus 6 hours of audio tapes for two payments of $29.95 plus shipping. Call 1-800-762-0500. That's 1-800-762-0500.
How many of your loved ones will die of lung cancer? I'm Richard Marks, and for my favorite aunt, the music stopped too soon. I watched her
sound check 1-2. How's that sound? 1-2.
She was a lifelong smoker.
Okay, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
But we can help prevent
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Learn more about your 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Sound check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Lungcancer.org.
Sound check
1-877-646-LUNG today. There is hope. Lung cancer does not have to be a death sentence.
Today's lesson.
1-2, 1-2. Sound check.
Cuginos. I say cuginos.
Audio test.
You say
Charlie,
cuginos.
1-2.
He says cuginos. She says cuginos.
1-2.
We
one,
say
two.
Cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos.
Sound check.
These days.
1-2, 1-2.
It's
Charlie,
the word
1-2.
For delicious
1-2.
Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a
good
romantic dinner for two or Alrighty. A party for 250,
trying to get it right.
Cuginos is the place.
What's your studio clock say, by the way?
Saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
Sound check 1-2, 1-2.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away, super-duper stomachizer.
Come
on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599.
Alex Rodriguez of the Texas Rangers talks about the Boys and Girls Clubs.
When I was nine, my mom had to work two full-time jobs to keep our family together. She didn't get home till 11. The streets were there, but for my sake, so was the Boys and Girls Club.
The Boys and Girls Club is a positive place for kids to go every day after school. To do homework,
when you're,
make friends, and play ball.
1840 and 1234.
Eddie Rodriguez ran the Boys and Girls Club in my neighborhood, and he still does today. He taught me to believe in myself, to be positive, stay grounded, and to keep my eye on the ball. I still come back to train at the Boys and Girls Club with Eddie.
All right, so
he's like
ready.
A father
Thanks.
To me.
Bye.
There are more than 3,000 Boys and Girls Clubs where caring people like Eddie are helping our kids succeed.
Does it work? It did for me. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
Call 1-800-854-CLUB.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Ah, yes. Back on the Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. That reminds me of a girl that I saw last night.
Oh, Laurence Olivier.
No. She's not blonde.
Well, kind of, I guess. I don't remember whatever shade she decided to dye her hair this week.
Yeah, and well, it's probably going to be a Scotch tartan or an Argyle, knowing that girl. But now, yesterday I sang karaoke at various venues in Montreal, being a karaoke junkie, and of course... One of the things that I notice, of course, are all the variety of terrific people out there, and the, of course, bartender totally occupied with this one particular blonde. So that was fun.
To the detriment of the rest of his business.
Well, I wouldn't know. I drink Diet Coke all night, so.
And nurse that one drink. The difference between when it's complimentary refills and pay as you go.
Well, now I'm not that bad. Over at Eastside Mario's restaurant in Montreal, it's free refills.
Oh, so. Boy.
Yeah. I've always got a Diet Coke in my hand, yeah.
And that's why that 18-wheeler from Coca-Cola Bottling Company is parked outside to replenish the stock.
Why do you think the stock market value went up, you know?
Okay, well, you haven't given them a positive review yet. So.
Yeah, true enough, huh?
Well, a company that a stock has risen a little bit this week is Bombardier, as part of the U.S. Airways places record regional jet order with Bombardier and Embraer. Up to 170 of the Canadair and Embraer regional jets have been ordered by U.S. Airways, and the total order comes in, including options. The estimated value, based upon list price, is approximately $4.3 billion.
That's the total order that they made, and I think there's, what, $10 billion possible up in Canada?
Yeah, there's a good chance that a lot of those options will be taken up. The order as it concerns...
I thought the options were 10, 30, and 60.
Depends what type of options you get. Sometimes they're offered, sometimes they aren't. You can get a stripped-down version. I think maybe that's what David Siegel, the president of U.S. Airways, he replaced Rakesh Gangwal.
Yeah, but for the extra 10, sometimes you're probably going to ask them to put it right back on.
Yes, I'm sure. You don't save any money by taking the stripped-down version, that's for sure. So your customers will be much more appreciative of the full value and the full service that you get from Bombardier. David Siegel was in town, the president and CEO of U.S. Airways, this week to sign that order. The order that includes 60 of the CRJ Series 200, the 50-seat single-class aircraft, 25 of the Series 700, the new 75-seat dual-class aircraft, so you'll be able to get business-class seating on a regional jet when those planes come into service. This is part of U.S.
Airways. You're going to have a business class bathroom on these jets.
Oh, yeah. The Canada Regional Jet makes the washroom on the de Havilland Dash 8, also made by Bombardier, look spacious and as commodious as on the long-haul Boeings and Airbuses. Yes. You go to the back there. And that's one thing they could improve on the CRJ. It rides nicely and great feel to it, and lots of legroom on a CRJ, but the washrooms, at the little washroom at the back with its folding indoor does not provide you very much room. If you're more than 5'7 and more than 150 pounds, you're going to need a crowbar to squeeze you in and pull you back out with.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to find a way of squeezing something in or holding something in. it is really a small place, you know.
Oh, yes. That's the design feature on those washrooms on the Canada Regional Jets, and the same on the Embraer Regional Jets. No, it's the same.
I'm the one who reviews these things, you see.
A little bit more room on the Dornier Fairchild Regional Jets are a little bigger.
No, they're actually not too bad. The Dornier ones, yeah. with the twin jets underneath the wings, taken that on Delta Connector from Montreal to Boston, was a terrific flight, and of course the people on Delta were wonderful.
And the flight that I took, the Dornier Fairchild from Toronto to Milwaukee a couple of years ago, they launched customer in North America on Midwest Express, which now just calls itself Midwest, and
right.
they're getting a little off of their original focus on philosophy of business, because now they're starting to charge you for your meals, and they're not so much the business class airline. They've had to adapt to the new reality of charging $5 to $10 for an entree meal.
Yeah, everybody had to. I mean, but the seating, is it all business class style seating?
Yeah, they're still keeping the same seating style, the leather seats and the two and two seating. So people are happier to bring their meal along. Many times I've taken a carrier, I've taken Jets Go or what have you, and you buy your meal on board, and hey, as long as you're on time and you have the comfortable seating, hey, what else more can you ask for?
Now, Jets Go is another one of those airlines that I absolutely love, because the kind of food that they sell on board, that it's another discount airline. They're running MD-80s most of the time, and they sell the food on board, but the food comes from Montreal.
Yeah, they have turkey baguette and bagels.
Montreal bagels.
And the fruit cup and potato chips. And just snack foods and comfort foods, and you eat them. And they're reasonably priced. They are not designed really to make a huge profit. Like, you get on board and they keep the temperature on board the aircraft to 100 degrees and then charge you $42 for a can of Coke and an extra $6 for the ice cube to go with it. No, this is reasonably priced. $1 for a soft drink, $1 for a pack of potato chips, a couple of dollars for a sandwich. So no, not trying to gouge you. And of course, people accept that, and people are happy to pay it. They're becoming the success stories. On the opposite side, you have Air Canada cutting 60% of their service in Asia through the summertime, through the month of August.
Now, that little word on that, though, I mean, Air Canada, dear friends of the show, it's a very sad thing that they have to be doing this, and it's done partially because there's almost every airline is hurting due to the what I call the real irresponsible media panic created regarding SARS. Yeah, you know, SARS, terrible disease and all, but it really is not the panic, and it shouldn't be so panicked over the way people are doing. In fact, I'm quite irritated by it, because you look at it, okay, that's bad and all, but should you panic the way they are over it? Absolutely not, because look who's being hurt by the panic. I mean, if you didn't panic and you aren't going overseas and, you know, you take reasonable precautions, you're just not going to get this disease. Stephen and I were in Hong Kong in the month of March. It wasn't even news there. It's only news now because nobody's going. Yeah. The planes are empty. And, you know, you have the whole place to yourself. Now's the time you ought to be traveling.
20% load factors, 20-30% occupancy rates at hotels. And when you hear people are canceling meetings in Vancouver, which never had one or two cases, people are canceling conventions in Rome, which I heard this week, because of SARS. Why? When was the last case of SARS reported in Europe at all? No. People are just panicking worldwide, and they don't want to do it. And, of course, this has the multiplier effect with the airline service that was daily is cut back to every second day. They've cut 25% of the flights in transborder routes within North America, service to Europe. People are not flying. Oh, no, we're scared of getting something. Well, you have more of a chance walking down the street in a major city and getting shot in a drive-by shooting than you do of getting SARS. And
I mean, think about it. Think about all the other diseases. You know, the same people. These are people who come to me going, oh, SARS, don't want to get this, don't want to get that. But they light up a cigarette.
Look at the rate of chance of something happening to you. And people are just not flying to certain destinations. Like when you look at Air Canada, drop service to six cities: Dayton, Grand Rapids, Kansas City, St. Louis, New Orleans, San Diego.
And it's not the only people that are suffering. I mean, you talk about the city of Toronto. Now, being a Montrealer, of course, you know, in the joking style way that we always do, we say, yeah, great, you know, but it's no victory for anybody, because quite frankly, these people from all around, you know, the world, North America, and we're hardworking people. We want to work. We want to do what we got to do. But there's people that are just not traveling. And if you think about global terrorist attacks and things, what is the one thing that, you know, no military army can do? I mean, nobody's ever conquered North America when they tried. And the other thing is, what's happening now? They're completely crippling our economy using our fear of getting some disease that you really, really got to work at to get. I mean, even the panic over AIDS wasn't what they're doing over SARS. And I think that the media panic is way overdone. Yeah, sure, report on it and, you know, provide factual information. And for once, I'm actually on the side of the way Chorus Entertainment is actually broadcasting, people who run 940 News, and they're doing it in a very factual manner. There's no panic about, oh, you know, the world is coming to an end.
They haven't come up with their own jingle package that makes it sound like the voice of doom. No, give the information there, let people make their own decision, but don't overhype it to the fact that to the point where people will say, no, we're going to batten down the hatches and stay in our basements and almost build like our nuclear fallout shelters from the 1950s.
Listen, you know, take precautions, but travel. For crying out loud, travel. Right now is the time when we need people to get out there and visit places. I mean, you know, go enjoy life and enjoy the place. There's just so much to see.
There are festivals, there are restaurants, there are places out there to discover across North America and around the world that are eagerly waiting for your business. One of those destinations is France, with a number of promotions to encourage people to go this summertime. We'll be talking about that later on in the show.
Well, we're taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite at home on WXET Exact Radio 990 Southington, Hartford. Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
What
the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Welcome back to Home and Garden Radio, right here on the Business Talk Radio Network.
U.S. and Saudi officials. President Bush says it's a wake-up call in the war on terror. A Saudi advisor to the Crown Prince says the attacks are a massive jolt. French rescuers say 74 people were on a double-decker German tour bus when it flipped in the rain Saturday morning. 28 are dead, 46 hurt, 4 seriously. And despite talk of peace between Pakistan and India, Pakistan's foreign minister says his country won't give up its nuclear weapons unless India does. This is SRN News.
Ladies, grab a pencil. What you will hear in the next 60 seconds can make you look and feel years younger. I want to tell you about America's best anti-wrinkle treatment, Chamonix Esotique. Hi, I'm Mary Ellen Cavallini. For 30 years, I've been in the business of selling international brand cosmetics. When I began seeing lines and wrinkles on my face, I started using Esotique. Esotique is an all-natural treatment that doesn't just hide wrinkles, it effectively helps treat wrinkles. In just a few weeks, my skin is firmer and the lines around my eyes are fading away. Nothing I've ever used or recommended is as effective. My advice, don't spend another penny on cosmetics that don't work. Get Chamonix Esotique today.
See the results for yourself. Call 800-471-2233. 800-471-2233. Take the Esotique Challenge. See visible results in 4 weeks or your money back. For a great introductory offer on Esotique, call 800-471-2233. 800-471-2233.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
My doctor said I was having a heart attack. I thought, no way. I thought heart attacks were for old men.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It can lead to heart attack, disability, and death. But what's really scary is how few women are concerned about it.
Until the moment I had a heart attack, I was feeling great.
The heart truth is anyone can have heart disease, even you.
I am absolutely positive that smoking is what did it.
Talk to your doctor, find out your risk, and take action today to lower it.
On the positive side, I stopped smoking, I exercise more than I ever did, I eat healthy, I eat more vegetables, fruit, salads. I tell my friends that a heart attack really hurts. It can kill you.
Learn the heart truth. Call 1-800-575-WELL. That's 1-800-575-WELL. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Yes, the relaxing sounds. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Back and Stephen Pickford. Of course, that Enya tape is one you're eminently familiar with, aren't you, Stephen?
Oh, yes. I hear it quite often in Montreal at many of the city's establishments. I'm sure. I wonder if David Siegel from U.S. Airways heard it when he was in town.
Might be. I mean, it's something that represents, you know, la douceur. And
relaxation, getting away from it all, one of the topics today. And, of course, our next guest is Peter Abresh. He's the author of the Elder Hostel Mystery Series. Now, joins us now on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Now, this is the fourth in a series of Elder Hostel Mysteries and features amateur crime-solving seniors. What inspired you to build a series around the Elder Hostel program itself?
Well, I'm trying to get some books published and without much success, so I thought I'd try to give my publisher some people who you know, some built-in audience. And so my first book was Bloody Bone Science, and there's a lot of bone science enthusiasts in the world or in the country, and the Elder Hostel catalog went out to 500,000 people at that time, so I thought we had a good shot at it.
Now, what exactly, for people who aren't familiar with the Elder Hostel program, what is Elder Hostel?
Right. Elder Hostel, they call them learning adventures, and they're held all over the world. It's great because they're rather reasonable and they're safe for people, and they're all for people over 55. They're safe. There's almost instant camaraderie when you go on one, and it's just a kind of a great program. And there's always a learning subject involved with it, like cooking in Baltimore and swamp ecology down in Santa Cupa when I was down there to do my third book, Tippecanoe.
Now, what has been your sort of favorite Elder Hostel trip, or the thing that you've learned that you really figured that you couldn't have learned anywhere else but on an Elder Hostel program?
Well, I think on this last one, Painted Lady is the book, and that takes place on the Santa Fe Trail. And one of the things I hadn't realized is that the history out there of Santa Fe and some of the towns in that area go back way before the Pilgrims ever landed on Plymouth Rock. That was kind of a surprise to me.
Now, this is not your first job in life as being a writer. You've done a number of varied and interesting different endeavors through your career.
Yeah, that's right. I was a systems program, computer programmer, and then I was also what is called a geodesist, which is like a super surveyor. So that took me all over the world.
That you put those sort of insights and experiences into play within your book as well.
Correct. You know, the thing about the books, they have to hit five things. First of all, they're a travelogue, like you people are talking about, because I have to be able to describe the place exactly, kind of like it really is, but give the flavor of it more than an exact description. Also, that you know that they're a learning event, so I have to bring the learning event in it and make it interesting rather than just a boring textbook. Then there's I have to be able to describe what an Elder Hostel is like to give the flavor of that, so people know what it's like from reading my books. And also, there's the love affair between Jim Dandy and Dodie Swisher, and finally, there's the mystery.
Now, of course, this Jim Dandy, the protagonist, the main character in the book, how much is he patterned after yourself?
Well, I don't know. Some people say that they see, you know, they say, well, we see a little bit of you in Jim Dandy, and it's like, duh, well, of course, you know, because I'm writing the book. But I didn't try to make him me. I tried to make him a different character, so there's always some of me in him. But then again, there's some of whatever author in every one of his characters, you know.
Now, is there any particular reason why you made Jim a physical therapist?
Yeah, I wanted, every day, about twice a week, I go up to a physical therapy and use their machines. I was in there to get a frozen shoulder taken care of, and they allowed me to come back, what they call maintenance therapy. So I use their machine twice a week and religiously, and then I do a lot of walking and all this kind of stuff to stay in shape. So, and the guys over there were so really great, and I just thought this would be a great thing for him to be, somebody close to the medical field without being a doctor, you know.
Now, looking through your latest book, Painted Lady, there is a recurring motif about dandelions. Now, why did you include this in the book? What significance does this have?
Well, I used to be head of a religious program at my church, and coming up close to Easter, I wanted to have kind of a day of reflection, and I couldn't get anybody to come in to do it, so I was going to have to do it myself, and I couldn't think of anything to say, and a lot of prayers and that kind of stuff. And one day I walked out and saw all these dandelions, and it all just hit me, you know, that they're kind of like Christians in a way, and that they're always smiling faces. And they supply a lot of food. Everything about a dandelion is edible, and yet we kind of keep mowing them down. They keep coming back up. So that was where that came from.
There's the resiliency factor, I guess. It symbolizes resiliency.
Right, yeah.
Now, this is a fourth in a series, Painted Lady's fourth in a series. Do you see yourself continuing year after year writing an additional volume to this series or branching out into other areas of writing?
Well, I have an agent in New York, and I have a couple of thrillers with him already, and I'm just finishing up a thriller now. And that's what I really like to write more than the Elder Hostel mysteries, but the Elder Hostel mysteries sell, and so as long as they keep selling, I'll keep writing them.
Oh, yes, it's all in the marketing of it, and of course, being on the fourth book, people have been picking them up and enjoying them.
Right.
What are some of your other favorite writers that you like to read?
Oh, I like to read Elmore Leonard a lot. I like Grisham. I like Janet Ivanovich. I like, you know, I'm pretty eclectic. I'll give any reader a try if I'm picking up a book.
Now, I bet you have never read The Heroin Merchants by Vic Phillips.
No, I haven't.
We'll have to send you a copy of that. Vic Phillips is our chief correspondent, who's actually a published author, has actually three books out.
Oh, good.
And it's based on crime and police work as well in destinations around the world. Now, you also teach fiction writing at the Smithsonian, and people are always trying to get into writing. What advice might you have for these aspiring writers, particularly those who it's a second or third career?
Yeah. The first thing I would offer somebody who wants to become a writer is, and I think it's a golden rule, is allow yourself to write something badly and then rework it into a piece of art. I think everybody wants to write everything super great right up the first time. And first drafts are always rough, so always kind of remember that, and especially when you're trying to sit down your first book or your first story, write it badly, you know, just get it down, and then you can work from there.
Get the ideas flowing, and it's sometimes just a motivation to sit down and put all those ideas together and get them free-flowing and then rework them.
That's correct. Yes.
Now, what's next in the series, or where do you see Jim and Dodie as characters progressing?
Well, my wife and I are heading down to southwest corner of North Carolina, where we're going to go on a whitewater elder hustle. I don't know how that's going to work out, but obviously somebody's going to get into the drink.
Down near the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that's where it is, right down the bottom of the Smokies, yeah.
Oh, that's got to be one beautiful, beautiful trip.
Yeah.
You got to send us pictures.
Okay, maybe we will. Yeah, I'll do that.
We can see it all progressing. Then they all get down and meet Radio Joe down at WABV Radio in Abbeville and walk into an old 1950s radio studio. I can see that story progressing because the Carolinas are so beautiful and there's so much history and outdoor activity. You can put so many scenarios together for characters. That'll be an interesting book to watch for as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
There's a book that we read on the strange disappearances around the Greenwood Abbeville area, of course, surrounding an old radio station following the collapse of Monkey World, and the protagonist would go through the area. And eventually what happened is he ended up assuming the identity of the station manager in the area. Uh-huh. And, of course, people would disappear strangely, and they would find them later on. They dredged up the bottom of the lake, and they pulled out these old 1930s cars and found out what was going on. But what would happen is people would be going into the studio, and they would never be heard from or again. But, of course, the guy was a pillar of the community, and, you know, nobody ever suspected him. And,
right.
And that was one of the cool parts of that particular book. Anyway, we're looking forward to that. That was Patrick Bernard's work.
Very good, yeah.
Oh, that's something to look forward to. So you're off to start stretching your imagination as well. The book, again, is Painted Lady, and you can visit Peter on the internet at www.elderhostelmysteries.com. Painted Lady, the fourth in the series. It's from Intrigue Press. Just came out this month, May 2003, $24.95 at bookstores, and you can get more information as well about the Elder Hostel organization dedicated to providing extraordinary learning adventures around the world for people 55 and over at www.elderhostel.org. Well, thanks, Peter Abresh, for joining us this morning and letting us know a little bit more about the Elder Hostel mysteries.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's great to be with you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite right here on the CAB Radio Network. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Rocking World Radio via satellite.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
To you, a closet is a place to hang a coat. To someone else, it's a place to teach a child a lesson he'll never forget. Preventing child abuse and neglect doesn't just mean reporting it. It means stopping it before it starts. Find out how at PreventChildAbuse.org or 1-800-CHILDREN. Prevent child abuse. A child is helpless. You are not. A public service message brought to you by Prevent Child Abuse America and the Ad Council.
I've been a car nut since I was a kid. For me, success isn't about flashing cash. It's about driving a sweet ride. I'm the luxury car king because I had the good sense to quit high school. I didn't waste 50 years working to buy one of these babies. I dropped out and went straight for the jackpot. Hey there, Mama.
Hey, yourself.
You like this set of wheels?
I like it very much.
Hear that? That's a 5.0 liter V8.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so you know something about cars.
I know something about this car. Since it's mine...
Huh? Oh, right. I was just bringing it around for you.
Oh, in Casanova?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice vest. High school dropouts make 42% less money than high school graduates. It's that simple. If you want to earn more money, you've got to earn your diploma. Got questions? Get answers at OperationGraduation.com. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance. Sponsored by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV. To find out how you can answer President Bush's call to service, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS.
When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Everyone can do something.
This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me.
The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Ah, yes, the Travel World staple. Working for the weekend. Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Minus the hands of Chad. Of course, that was back in 1999 when Chad Kennedy was our board op.
Yes, and he was singing his chorus as in October.
Well, that was October 98, the Chad Kennedy chorus, when we did one of our first public live remotes that we've ever done, which was on the Waikiki Beach with the assistance of Ray Baca, the man who taught me how to broadcast remotely way back when. That was a long time ago.
Yep, 5 years. How time flies.
Yes.
Just like the ghosts of Bellows Falls, they fly through the air. With tremendous ease.
He is the man who missed the trapeze, right?
Well, somebody might miss the trapeze if he jumps up and down too much when he goes to Bellows Falls. You don't want to bang your head on the ceiling. But an interesting story that takes place in the Connecticut River Valley, Bellows Falls, Vermont.
You were mentioning that. Now, the thing is, there has always been some kind of mystery surrounding Bellows Falls in and of itself, you know, with regards to the Hetty Green Motel. But there's also a ghost story in the Whippoorwill Cabins, and we've uncovered this a couple of years ago, and we're investigating further.
Yes, Christine Grantham did some research. She's the executive director of the International Center for Spirituality Research, and she did about a number of weeks in Bellows Falls and went through the archives, and there was a state trooper, Fennel R. Hardwick. He was assigned to the Brattleboro Barracks, and this was 1962, just after the interstate was put through, and a matron was escorting a prisoner back to Vermont, to Lindenville, from the Richmond, Virginia penitentiary, and being repatriated to Vermont. And she took ill, and there was the only person to continue the passage of the prisoner was Trooper Hardwick on this fateful day, the end of March, beginning of April, 1962. And they did the transfer prisoner to Trooper Hardwick's patrol at the Brattleboro Barracks. And shortly thereafter, bad weather conditions, whiteout conditions, ice storm. He had to pull off the newly constructed Interstate 91 onto the old Highway 5. And they came upon the Whippoorwill Cabins. Normally at that time of year, the Whippoorwill are not open, but there was some maintenance man there. They said, yes, you could stay because they could see the road conditions were worsening. And they spent the night at the Whippoorwill Cabins, or they spent part of the night, because during the middle of the night, Trooper Hardwick passed away. He was in his early 50s. He had a massive coronary.
He had himself handcuffed to the prisoner.
Yes, that's the standard procedure for escorting a prisoner. He was handcuffed, and he was also attached with leg irons at the ankles. Of course, he passed away. He had a massive coronary. There was no other staff at the Whippoorwill Cabins. It wasn't normally open. The prisoner was chained him for almost 3 days, screaming, crying, wanting people to know what was happening. Finally,
it was snowed in. It was a massive snowstorm.
Passing patrol car saw this trooper's car there and knew that Trooper Hardwick was reported missing, had not called in to the dispatch center because all the radio lines and communication lines were down. And that is when they discovered Trooper Hardwick. His dead body still chained to the prisoner who was still alive. To this day, people will see the apparition of Trooper Hardwick returning to the cabins on a periodic basis. Of course, he's considered a confrontational spirit. He is looking to continue the passage, bring the prisoner he was entrusted as part of his duties to continue the trip northwards towards Lindenville. They say that if you are a man alone in a cabin, no problem. He will just pass on. But if he sees a woman in the cabin, if it's a man and a woman, or a woman alone, he will consider that to be the ghost. And he will want to visit you and bring you continuing on towards the prison. And they say you should ward off the ghost by chaining yourself to, if you're two people in the cabin, chain yourself together and attach your ankles together with leg iron. So, interesting story to see a ghost while being chained together. Of course, working for the weekend and romance. Hey, maybe you get the romance by being chained together in the cabin in the whippoorwill.
Well, you never know. But that is Bellows Falls, of course, Vermont. And it is it's a beautiful place to visit one way or the other. But if you're into visiting, you know, spooked and haunted places, which, of course, was also part of the theme in the book that Peter wrote from last segment, this is well worth the trip to go take a look. On the line with us right now, we're going to be talking about France.
Yes, Robin Massey is with us now from the French Government Tourist Office to give us a few moments to discuss France Means Business. French tourism community is offering specials and discounts specifically for American travelers. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit more about what travelers can expect over the coming months, what the French tourism industry is doing to encourage people to get out there and discover the country.
Well, they've actually rolled out the red carpet for Americans for this summer. Everything from transportation to hotels to shows, restaurants are on special deals for Americans who the French want to say, we really welcome you and let's fall in love again. So Air France has some great fares. I mean, you know, like from New York to Paris, $354 round trip. Tahiti Nuit, which from Los Angeles, you can fly to Tahiti, if you were, which is, you know, an island of France, for $350 round trip. Or from L.A., again, Tahiti Nuit, $280 L.A. to Paris round trip. Then once you're in the country, start traveling on trains and go around and visit all the regions. And again, very, very good fares, whether it's France rail passes or the Eurail pass. You know, you can really get around and see things. Some hotels have come together and, you know, given a lot of three nights for the price of two. And some other hotels have said, hey, come on over, spend the 4th of July weekend with us and have the 4th of July night for free for Americans.
Did you say Tahiti for $350?
Yes, from Los Angeles, Tahiti, $350 round trip.
I think that it's time for a Travel World live broadcast from Tahiti, Steve.
Absolutely, I agree. I'll go with you.
You can come with us. In fact, you can help arrange the entire trip for Travel World. We've done that, actually. We were just talking about a broadcast we did from Hawaii in 1998, and it'd be kind of nice to...
That would be a really great idea.
Cap that off in French Polynesia, often considered to be paradise on Earth.
Exactly.
I'm looking through the whole list here of some of the specials and things that one can include. There's so many value-added extras from dozens of suppliers that people can you know, tickets to shows, books, meals, so many things to add that extra value, which is what people are looking for these days.
Yes, actually, Maison de la France, the French government tourist office, has put together a Club France, which is a loyalty program, and if you get the card, good for a year for five people traveling throughout France, you'll be treated like a VIP. I mean, in any case, everything is at least 10% off the normal price just to start. And then there's a lot of added value, champagne in your room. I mean, just many, many specials and discounts. And that card also right now is on sale for new charter members. It just started being sold in the States, and it's 20% off and $19.99 for good for a year for five people.
for all the offers that are available for visitors to Pyrrhus from May 13th through December 15th. You can check them out on the web at www.franceguide.com under the France Revisited Let's Fall in Love Again section. So all of the special value added features, discounts, extra nights, special airfares, discounts on rail passes and rail tickets. Hey, it makes travel affordable and fun, and that's what we were talking about earlier in the program. People have to get out there and experience what the world has to offer.
Exactly. Merci and bon voyage.
Merci to you, too, for joining us on, of course, in Montreal. We understand French.
Great.
And absolutely adore. It's too bad that we had only a limited time this morning. Hopefully, you'll be able to join us for a little bit longer time. Tell us a bit more about your destinations here on the Travel World Radio Show.
We'd love to.
And we would also, actually, if you could hold after the news break, we'd like to chit-chat with you a little bit more off the air.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for joining us again once again on the Travel World Radio Show. Another hour draws to a close.
Oh, time flies by when you're having fun, just like on a great trip. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Join us again next week.
Weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.